I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Real Spoilers, powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
TalkSTL.com, Real Spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the war room of the O'Keefe Think Tank, this is Real Spoilers, episode 148, the box office report for the week ending January 3rd,
the new
2016.
First one.
I did
new
see
year.
That. See that thing where it's like me for the next 3 months.
Yeah,
I did it immediately, like yesterday.
It's like, God dang it!
That's why I don't write checks.
Yeah, I'm like, I would think if I wrote a check right now, I would write 1999 on it.
Yeah, I have to write stuff at work. No. What? There's stuff I have to write at work. It's not a check.
He doesn't know how to balance a checkbook. Yeah, are you kidding me?
He's got a wife for that.
Yeah, I don't do that.
It'd be silly.
Yeah, if I was writing a check, it'd be to like CompUSA.
Right. Got to pay for my Prodigy.
Yeah.
I don't want CompuServe to shut me down.
Why is my Juno bill $3,000? Yeah.
I don't know what happened. What happened to my Juno bill?
My
angel fire.
We should probably go around the table first and everyone can introduce themselves.
This is Dan.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. And we have a guest this week.
Woo! Hey.
I figured we should introduce her because right now she's like, you said I shouldn't talk until you introduce me, and then you don't introduce me for the whole show. What a scam.
Yeah.
This is Kelly Mano.
Hi.
And you're from so many things, so you hit the ones people would know you from most likely.
Probably my website, my blog, or my radio, my podcast, kellymano.com. Kelly Mano Show every Monday morning at kellymano.com. I sound like a vain asshole.
That's what we do.
I just Kelly Mano, Kelly Mano, Kelly Mano.
I think the podcasting by its nature is vain.
I guess so, yeah.
Couldn't get paid to do it for a living.
Yeah. There you go.
For the most part, except for like three of them.
Yeah, the three big ones, that's it.
Yeah, and so Tom and I are old buddies from when I was a baby intern at 105.7 The Point, and you were nice enough to invite me on today, so
ta-da.
Thank you.
Ta-da. There you go. And I made her see the movie Joy.
Oh my God.
That was a dick move.
Yeah,
that was.
That was a big dick move.
I don't like to brag.
That's the first time he's heard that done. One.
On the podcast.
What
kind of internship was that?
Yeah.
I think the same as all internships.
Yeah.
Mm. Hey, now.
Okay.
That's not true, mostly.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait a minute. Tom was an intern for Tom and Jeff. And
I was.
Oh, wait a minute.
Never
mind.
I stand by my statement.
That's how I met that guy.
Yeah.
Tom was actually nice to me. Most people in radio are not nice.
No, they're not.
And Tom was really nice to me. And so yeah.
I was always like, you should be nice to people because it's like
you never know.
You never know. You might end up in their basement.
Yes.
And you might want to get out the next day.
So this is the point of the show where we do shameless plugs. It's also the point of the show where I clear my throat.
Old timey, no throat clearing noise.
My throat clearing is old timey. Is there a new and modern way to clear throats?
Hello, my darling.
Might be a highfalutin way, but I don't know if there's an old timey way.
Is there an old timey way?
Is there like an app for clearing your throat?
Yeah, right. You just put it to your throat.
If you spit it to a spittoon,
that's it.
That would be
a patootie.
There you go.
So shameless plugs. Don't forget that we are available on iTunes. You can go there and rate and review and subscribe. And all that helps us a lot. A lot of times people, they stumble across the podcast when they're searching for movies or whatever. And if they don't see a lot of reviews for podcasts, they figure it must suck or not be worth their time. And so when people see those, it helps. And we actually have had people tell us that I was going to go right on by, but I saw you had so many nice reviews that I listened. They only listened once, but at least we got them to listen.
Yeah, except for Lane's mom. Yeah.
Except for Lane's mom.
I would like to know if she has come around. Maybe she's a fan now. I don't know if Lane talked to her anymore since...
I'm sure Lane has talked to his mother. It's Christmas time, Kevin.
Well,
I don't know what goes on at the Brackett household.
Well,
but
he's pretty busy. I mean, he's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer.
He's a novelist.
No, he's a cover model.
He's for just the cover. He doesn't write novels.
He's just on the cover.
He's just on the cover. Yeah. He's not on the cover as the author.
Oh,
he's the guy with the long.
When Fabio retired, they got Lane.
It's all Lane now.
Gotcha.
So speaking of Lane. He's one of our League of Show shares.
Hey.
So if you listen to the show and you stop by our Facebook page at facebook.com/realspoilers, you could join the League of Show shares. It's very simple. You just click the share button, and then if you do, we'll read your name.
Indeed.
Would you like to hear some people to share the show?
Last I would like to.
Librarian Cynthia, she's always good for a share. Mm-hmm. Hey now. came out a lot dirtier than I meant it to.
Wow.
What is going on?
Wow.
And then Roland,
thanks for being a League of Show shares.
I know. Tom Kaminsky, Ryan Breidenbecker, Jim Ryan, Dustin from Nerds and Night Gaming, Chris Sanders, Tammy Sherman Powers. She sounds like a Civil War general.
Yeah.
The great
Tammy Sherman Powers.
Yes.
General Sherman Powers.
Her March to the Sea.
Yeah.
Lane, Timmy Two Zunes, Disneyland Matt. He's in charge of changing the oil on all the cars at Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Oh.
Wow. So he's only half busy now.
Yeah,
he's only
well, that's why he's Disneyland Matt. Yeah. Disney World. There's a Disney World Matt. He got
Disney
let go.
World Matt.
He got let go. Yeah.
Yeah.
So where was I at? Sheila Brady, Brent Smith, Michael Booth, Jeff Lang, Dania Artemisi.
Hey.
Tom West. Orlandis Lewis. Look, we're on a little past guest roll here. Right?
I know some of these people.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. Don McGregor, John Jouse, who was your chemistry teacher.
He's my chemistry teacher.
Yeah. Really?
He was. I'm good friends with him. But,
okay.
But he's also his chemistry teacher.
That's funny.
Peter Torres, Michael Hafner, Gary Ford, Kevin Nicanor.
That's a new one.
He sounds like a medicinal patch.
Yes.
It's the off brand for Nicoderm.
Yeah. Have you tried Nicanor? Ask your doctor about Nicanor.
Nicanor.
Raymond Yuhas. I hope I'm saying that right. You sound like an off-brand web search.
Have you checked Yuhas?
Yeah.
Have you checked Yuhas?
Yeah, have you checked Yuhas? Did you bing it?
No.
No, nobody ever has.
Nope, nobody
Jacob
does.
Neild, Gabriel Salgado, my high school Spanish came in handy there.
Yeah.
Demetrius Morar.
Didn't come in handy there.
Jeremy Reyna, which I like to say real fast because people think that Jeremy Renner
has
shared the show. Like, people be like, right on.
Wow.
I need to get on board.
Get up on it.
And I'm pretty sure you said Peter Tork a while back, so I just keep reading them really fast.
Dominic DiMaggio and John Bruce. So thank you, everybody.
John DiMaggio, cool.
It's Joe's kid.
Even famous dead people are sharing the show, which is just absolutely delightful. So
yes.
That's a bunch of new ones. That's awesome.
Yeah, there were lots of new ones in there, so we really appreciate that. We like seeing that.
I'm just upset that the ghost of Walter Matthau didn't share it this week. He got such a nice mention on the last episode.
So that's all of our shameless plugs. So,
and Harry was slacking this week. No emails. So.
How about that?
Trying to correct.
He must have got grounded from his computer. Somebody else I know.
Whoa.
So there's everything. I guess now we will turn our eyes to the box office. Kevin has his abacus at the ready, Kevin.
I do, Tom, and I haven't even looked at it yet, and I'm going to guess that the number one movie in America is Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Am I the only one in this room who has not seen that?
I think it's a safe bet as well.
Judging by the box office numbers, you're the only one in America who hasn't seen it.
Are you guys still acting stupid and like not doing any spoilers and stuff?
No.
No, the name of the show is Real Spoilers.
We spoiled it that week.
So everybody knows that Han Solo died, right?
Well,
what?
Are you serious?
This isn't that episode.
I got in so much trouble on my podcast for like saying that the first weekend.
Kevin got in trouble for saying it in line while he was waiting to see the movie.
Yeah.
I was a guy that got beaten by the stormtroopers. Did you read that story?
No, but I saw the guy that almost went to jail for threatening someone with a gun. Did you see him? He posted on Twitter himself in like his Glock, and he was coming after some guy for spoiling it, and he's sitting in jail now.
Yeah,
that always
social media.
Oh. It always works out.
It's mean streets for a nerd.
It
you
is.
You don't want to go to jail
it
as
is.
A nerd.
You don't.
But he was a stormtrooper, so he would have never gotten you.
Yeah,
yeah.
You missed
he can't hit.
Good point. Yeah.
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 So So no real danger there. But yes, the Star Wars, the Star Wars.
Thanks, Mom. Like my mom was still alive for a second.
Yes.
Turn down the Led Zeppelin. It's too the loud.
Star Wars The Force Awakens brought in another $95 million. That is another 36% drop. So last weekend was a 35% drop from its record-breaking weekend. Only 36% down. It's to $746.9 million domestically.
Just past Titanic.
And if we go over to the foreign side, it's up to almost $800 million. So we're talking about a little over 2 weeks, almost $1.5 billion.
They're saying it's going to break
by Monday. By end of day Monday.
Yep. It'll be
highest grossing film of all time.
Yep. That's
worldwide?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Avatar's at three.
Domestic.
Okay, I was going to say, Avatar's at $3 billion.
No, I mean, it just passed Titanic, and it's not too far from Avatar. But
I think Avatar's like...
It's real close to Avatar domestically.
Was it Avatar like 770?
Yes.
Avatar domestically was at about 750.
$750,
okay. But here's the thing. So the really interesting thing, last week I did the showdown, and I showed you where they both were within like 8 days or whatever we were at. So right now, Star Wars is 17 days into theatrical release. It has made $740 million in 17 days. Avatar had made $352 at this point. Half.
What?
Well, that's because everybody who saw Avatar turned around and said, yeah. You don't need to see it.
No, I saw it. It was cool, but I don't need to see it again.
But seriously,
I don't think that's... Avatar had a lot of repeat viewing from people that just wanted to see the 3D again.
But, exactly.
But I don't think... And that's why I thought it was a big mistake when Disney is going to build a world around it in Florida. Because...
They are?
Yeah, adding it to Animal Kingdom, is like you're like how dare you disgrace Disney World with Animal Kingdom? Yeah whatever.
Which has been considered for the longest time.
You could put a small wonder ride in Animal Kingdom, and I'd be like, that's fine.
So anything that turns on the lights at Animal Kingdom, because everybody's considered it a half day park, because it is
kind of a half day park.
It's Matt. That's where Matt works.
They don't even have any kind of nighttime thing because the animals have to go to bed.
So
they're gonna Avatar the crap.
All those giraffes, they're all union.
Yeah. You know that?
They're very strict.
5 o'clock.
16 hours a day.
The bell rings. They go home.
Yeah, right. Punching clocks.
So then they got to have a bunch of people walking around in stilts, painted in blue.
So the way this board meeting went down, and they got the rights to Avatar, and they're like, is there a tree we can use anywhere? Animal Kingdom has a big tree? Okay.
Put some lights on it.
Yeah. I will say, I've seen some of the concept art, and it looks really cool, and I did not like Avatar. But it looks really cool, and apparently they figured out a way to do the floating trees and
interesting.
Like
would be kind of cool.
They designed it from the parade out.
But aren't they like 10 years behind? How long ago did Avatar come out?
It was a while ago.
It's been like six
2009,
years.
2009, I
want to
say.
And so all of a sudden they're building a theme.
Well, there's three. They're making three more.
Yeah, they're already working on the sequel, so it's like all a joint.
Yeah,
yeah. I've been to Disney once, and it was so overwhelming.
Wow.
So overwhelming.
Don't tell Tom that.
Yeah, that's
you just broke Tom's heart right there.
You should probably leave now.
I'm sorry.
I've only been there once.
Yeah.
You need to pretend like you have cancer
and
something. They'll send you for free.
I have three small children, and I went once, and everybody said it was like so happy. I'm like, this
place. Well, pretend like each one of them has cancer. Like, that's three more trips.
This place is miserable. Like, a freaking ice cream cone costs like $19. All the kids are crying. It's 140 degrees. The lines are long. It was...
Dinosaurs are attacking.
And I thought... I heard that are some of the animals in the Animal Kingdom fake? We took some kind of tour of these animals, and I thought it was amazing how many of them were out, and then somebody told me that it was fake.
No.
I think they're playing a trick on you.
Okay. Yeah.
No,
Was that
the Jungle Cruise you were on?
Yeah, no, you were on the Jungle Cruise. Did you see the backside of water?
No.
That would be the Jungle Cruise. But the Animal Kingdom, because you make a valid point that the animals are always out, and you're like, how are they doing that? They have constructed that safari area in a way to encourage the animals to be towards the front where people can see them. So
can our zoo take note of that? Because I go to the zoo and I walk around for 4 hours and I see one rhinoceros.
Zoo's free.
Zoo's free. Disney World cost.
But so they have built those things. So there are things that look like bushes that are really food to kind of lure them in. And then there's also areas where there's like shrubs growing up and you can't see it, but there's actually like a big trench dug there so they can't get to you.
Right.
So they can get really close to you, but they can't actually get to you.
Unless
it feels more authentic.
What's that? So unless they clear that trench.
Well, I think we're safe.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I think you watched. Yeah. You're thinking of Madagascar.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Oh, man. I just think of the guy that fell in that tiger pit. He fell down into one of those trenches
recently.
The tiger. It was in a different country, I think. But he was the he went and either like, fell or went over, and then he went down there, and that thing just grabbed him and walked away with him.
Yeah, oh, you did see that.
Yeah. There's a reason why you don't.
Are you sure that wasn't video of my first wedding?
She just drags you away
to the tiger.
Was he wearing a baby blue tux?
Tom's nails are dug into the
concrete
and just yeah,
nice
nails breaking away.
I didn't see the resemblance, but I guess she looked a lot different back then.
Well, she had that '80s hair.
Yeah, so the mane. Oh, but she
it was 2002, but she had the '80s.
She was the one with the mane.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Wouldn't be a real spoiler.
Yeah.
No.
Main or main line?
Either way.
Yeah.
No.
Whatever works.
Yeah.
210, 220.
Oh, jeez. So Titanic, Titanic was what, the second or third?
It was two, yeah.
It was
and,
two, yeah.
But I thought that got surpassed. I thought something else took two.
No, because Avengers went to four. Like, Avengers went to three, and then Jurassic World came out, and
that
went to four.
Oh, it was. Okay, so that's at 600 million. So Star Wars blew that away this weekend. It's 750, and it's at 600. And, you know, Star Wars has been out for 2 weeks.
Here's
so.
My question. Like, how many screens, I guess you can't tell, can you? How many screens Avatar opened up to?
The Box Office Mojo has a weird thing where around this time every day it all loads up and then I start clicking links and then
it doesn't work.
It all goes downhill. So
well, that's my other thing. Like, I have a feeling that Force Awakens opened on
way
more screens.
Yeah.
The difference in screens is probably in the hundreds, but what matters is that Star Wars is just like it's good word of mouth all around, whereas you know, everything else was kind of a slow trickle. I mean, even Titanic, like, people slowly went and stuck around.
I remember watching...
Avatar.
Because I'm old. I remember watching the Titanic box office numbers.
you were on it?
Yeah. I remember watching the Titanic box office numbers, and it was just, like, every week, $20 million.
Yeah.
It just kept doing 20.
Well, this has been out a little over 2 weeks, and look how it's already beaten these records. It's just, like, no one's waiting
I've never seen Titanic.
You've never seen Titanic?
No. Nope.
Wow.
It's a good spoiler. Dodge that bullet. If the boat sinks.
The boat sinks.
Apparently
and
not,
honestly,
because in Ghostbusters 2, it comes back.
Yeah. But honestly, they could have figured out a way that they could both just lay on the door.
That was always my... I mean,
like, really?
That was
you
always,
guys are not putting much effort into
that
this.
That was my number one complaint. I'm like, that plank is plenty big for them both to float on that. So.
Or shifts. Yeah. Okay, now you get
that
in the
that was
water.
Kind of a move. I'll never let go. That's literally what happens. I'll never let
except
go
for now.
I know what happens. It's just like I was lucky enough that I never.
I watched it again about a year ago because I hadn't seen it since it came out, and it was on like HD movies, and I was like, I'll watch this, and damn, that movie holds
up.
Is
it really?
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
And you know why?
It is good.
And this is part of why it made so much money. Is it like is the perfect marriage between an action movie and a chick flick.
Yep.
Ah. And because it starts off as this old-timey chick flick, and then all of a sudden it hits an iceberg, and you're off to the races.
Now we're talking.
People are falling into,
and it's
like,
an adventure
propellers.
Movie as they try to navigate this boat as it's sinking.
How does the CG hold up?
Surprisingly well.
It's James Cameron.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta remember,
that's a good point.
He revolutionized this stuff
since
Terminator. You know, he's been one of the...
All right,
and then at the end,
it
turned into a chick flick again. But it's like, you know, and part of the reason, too, like, it had to keep chugging along at $20 million, is it was 3 hours long, so like you can't.
That
get
was a double cassette. I
remember
that.
Was
that.
Yeah.
Oh.
And but you can't get as many showings in a day,
right?
As you can for Star Wars, which
that's
is what like 210.
That's like buy two get one free. You know, it's like you have to, there's an extra showing in between every two shows,
right.
Lengthwise. So
yeah, and then multiply that by every screen in America.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think
up.
About that. Yeah,
but pretty soon you're talking real money.
Yeah,
lots of real money.
Lots of real money.
So anyway, Star Wars probably going to make a profit here. No, what are we? It had a $200 million budget they announced. I mean, marketing wise, they probably spent like $500 million. I mean, this thing was insane.
Yeah, but I mean, like they're recouping their and a lot.
Oh, I'm not worried about
what they paid for Lucasfilm. They made on one, like they have a half back on one movie,
and a lot of what you perceive is marketing budget. I'm not saying they didn't spend money to market.
It's like a co-promotion with other companies.
Was like licensing stuff where when it's like the toothbrushes.
Let's not forget that they are white slavers.
Don't ever forget.
Did you see he backtracked on that?
I wonder why.
I mean, seriously. Okay.
Did he backtrack on it, or did his publicist?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But I mean,
what
honestly, just I mean, just
you still have stock.
But
shut up.
But I mean, seriously, just for a minute though. Okay, so you sell your property, your baby, whatever you want to call it. You sell it knowingly and willingly to another company. Do you think that they're not going to do what they want to do with it?
Yeah.
Like he's like, they didn't like my scripts.
Well,
blah, blah. Like,
I mean, I honestly do think he was probably just fatigued from being like. like every single interview for the rest of his life is going to be
hey dummy
about this.
Well, you know? I mean,
he had some, what was that movie he had come out?
Oh, there was some
the
like animated
one?
No, there was
the
some,
animated one.
The animated
oh.
one.
Yeah, there was
like,
red,
oh yeah.
Like nobody even asked about that.
No.
You know?
And that's the movie coming out.
It was like a Fern Gully knockoff.
Yeah.
But, you know, so it's like he's just, I think there's partially that. It was just sort of like when Brian Wilson was always asked about Smile, he would always say, he would always give a differing answer. He would say, oh, I burned the tapes, or, you know, because he was so sick of answering questions about it.
Yeah.
And then eventually he came back around. And was
I
like,
get it, but, you know, when you're, that's what you're known for. I mean, it's
but
just,
after, you know, like, because he's been equating this to a breakup or a divorce, and he keeps talking about it. And it's like, and it is.
Yeah, except he's the one who got the alimony.
Right. Mean, that's the thing. You can't feel sorry for him.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's how shameful that you had something so successful that people want to talk about it for decades and decades. Shut up.
Yeah. But, it was a poor choice.
I don't know. When I'm 60 and all anybody wants to talk about is Real Spoilers, I'd be like,
yeah, let's talk about it.
I'm here to push my new podcast.
Are you saying that we'll not be around forever?
Yeah. My new podcast, Tommy Town. It's all Tommy all the time.
It's the Metal Arc Lemon and the Bucketeers of podcasts.
Bucket of Wind from
Hello,
Metal Arc
Lemon. Hello, my darling. Hello, my
He just died. He died like two days ago.
Yeah.
Oh, well, rest in peace. Number two, Daddy's Home. That's the Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg movie.
Yeah.
Number two.
That's pretty great.
Did any of you see that?
No,
that's the one I wanted to see. Okay.
That's the one I wanted to see. But you saw Joy.
Yeah.
Comedies are hard to do. Because they're so pass fail.
And it's, yeah.
It's either funny or it's not.
Subjective. But seriously, though, what, I mean, okay, I think these guys are probably going to be the new, like, Abbott and Costello joined at the head.
Wow.
Whoa. No.
Maybe the
flag
Ritz brothers.
Flag on the play.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, he went to a sports reference. But I mean, with these kind of numbers, I mean, no one even knew this movie was coming out except Joe. And
well,
the
apparently
thing made,
$93 million were the people
who
knew it was coming
out. I still think people got to the theater, Star Wars was sold out, or they had seen it, and they looked, and they're like, oh, Mark Wahlberg, Will Ferrell?
Exactly.
You know?
Anyone who didn't see Star Wars, that was like your go-to choice.
Or you already saw it, and you're like, what are we going to see?
See, that's
Star Wars.
That's counter-programming that actually worked out.
Yeah. Because 29 million its second week in release, a 25% drop, and this is going up against Star Wars in week 2 and 3.
Well, you always see low drops this time of year, though. Like that.
Well, I mean, true, but I mean, that's impressive.
But that's still a pretty low drop.
Yeah,
it's actually. I've heard nothing but good things. Like
they were good. I mean,
I did not like that movie. The other guys. Good. Yeah. Yeah.
Their chemistry was really good.
Yeah.
Like they were the best part of that.
They play off each other well.
The movie was kind of.
And Michael Keaton, that was great.
Yeah, well, his references to all TLC songs.
Perfect.
Guys, don't go chasing waterfalls.
Yeah, don't go chasing waterfalls.
So good. So that movie's at $93 million domestic in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And, I mean, what? The budget on that probably, I'm just going to guess, like, probably 25 or 30.
Sure.
So that, I mean, that's...
Will Ferrell needed this. Like, he had hit, he'd hit the skids for a while.
It's so weird, though, because, like, it's a hit by...
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know? But it doesn't feel like it's made... a dent in pop culture at all.
It's
normally, no Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, like normally if a comedy is going to close in on $100 million after 2 weeks, that's virtually unheard of. That's Hangover territory.
That is Hangover territory.
And like, I haven't heard a word.
I haven't heard one person talk about it
or quote it or reference it. It's
what's weird about this is that like, would they have had the same success if this would have been a sequel to the other guys?
Maybe
versus
not
this.
I don't think so.
And I think they were probably like, well,
I think it would have been less successful.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's what.
So it's kind of interesting. It's like they are trying to just cultivate that, you know, like those two as a package. And just, I think we'll see another movie with those two.
I agree. It probably won't be a sequel to this. I think they're just going to keep rebooting this buddy, whatever relationship.
Maybe we can give Martin and Lewis. Maybe.
Mm.
A couple more. Maybe.
So, maybe.
Well, we'll
not
see.
Not Abbott and Costello.
Not Abbott and Costello. That's too good.
So this is directed by Sean Anders. What else did he direct?
You have a computer sitting in front of you, Kevin.
Well, I know, but I'm not on my website I like to be at. I see like news related to his name. Dave Anders. Or Sean Anders.
Mr. Anderson.
That's horrible. Like, Bosses 2, We're the Miller, Sex Drive.
Okay, so he's had a lot of comedies lately that have been fairly... you know, popular. So I guess he's kind of
Horrible Bosses 2.
Well,
We're the the Millers wasn't bad.
No, We're the Millers. Yeah. That was a big hit, actually.
Yeah. It was watchable. I liked it.
Yeah, I dug it.
So he may be one of these up-and-coming guys that's going to do all these goofy comedies with these kind of box office grosses.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that continues to do. Number three, the movie of last week is finally in wide release.
Oh, good.
The Hateful Eight. Yeah, nice to see that making some money. $16.7 million. That's a 262% drop.
Man, that movie just keeps getting pooped on constantly. Like, now it's the...
Really?
Yeah, now it's their... The all those articles are coming out now about how she's constantly getting punched in the face.
Oh, jeez.
She gets punched in the face a lot. And she gets, like, stuff thrown in her face.
And puked
she gets
on.
Puked on.
And brain matter
is
shot on her.
Is this in the movie or
in
real life?
No, this is in the movie,
okay.
Yeah.
No, this is just...
It's Jennifer Jason Leigh's life at this
point. Yeah, it's just a weekend with Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Got weird. Hey, got weird at the catering table.
Was she in Animal House?
No.
Who's the girl in Animal House?
Nancy Allen.
No. The girl that the freshman is, like, pushes in a shopping cart.
That's
okay. All right.
That's, yeah.
I was trying. I know she's in Fast Times, but I could not remember if she was in.
That's okay.
That movie's up to $30 million right now. I don't know if it's had a foreign release yet, but, pretty decent. It's got a $44 million budget, so it definitely has some money to make up. I don't know if the press with the whole police thing and now the...
I don't know. It's a shame. Like, I dug it. Like, I
oh, yeah.
Still thought about it, still thinking about it.
I still... I'm telling you, I don't know if I've ever thought about a Tarantino movie this much. I mean, I've liked a lot of them, but it's just so different and
it is very
so good.
It's a whodunit. I know it looks like a Western and has the everything, but it is a whodunit.
Yeah. It's Quentin Tarantino directs Clue, I think. Right? Seriously, it's like... Anyway, so yeah, we'll see how that continues to do. I mean, a decent opening, but not as much as I would have expected.
Right.
Number four, Sisters.
Woo-hoo!
And now talk about a small drop. 11% drop. It made $12.6 million in week three. It's up to $61 million. But again, it's made $30 million less than this Daddy's Home movie, which is
just
crazy.
So you're the one that saw that.
I was the one. And I saw it on Star Wars weekend, so I'm trying to get
you
in.
Oh, you and Tom.
Me too.
Yeah.
Not together. Right, yeah. I took my wife.
Yeah, no, there was this big line of people we couldn't get through because there was like a live R2-D2 in the theater. And I'm like, can you guys please move?
I don't care about this robot crap. Give it to Sisters.
I don't like that Space Wars business.
Yeah, exactly.
That's owned by Disney. I hate Disney.
Yeah, that's right.
So I did see it. It was a great movie.
Yeah. Now, isn't that funny, though? Just as a comparison, Sisters marketing was everywhere. It was on your IMDb and your Facebook and on the talk shows and all this stuff. And it's made $60 million in 3 weeks. In 2 weeks, Daddy's Home, $90
million. Wow.
Yeah, how that can happen
hosted SNL right before it came out, right?
Yeah.
Or the day after.
Yeah.
It was released because I went and saw it in the movie theaters that Saturday night and went home and watched them on SNL.
Oh, right on. Okay.
So it was all packaged together really well.
Huh.
That's interesting.
I'd be interested to read about the Daddy's Home marketing campaign to see if it was hyper-targeted.
To different things that we didn't.
Yeah, if it was ads within PlayStation 4. You know what I mean?
I was wondering.
I think about that.
I didn't know who made it. I was thinking if it was Sony, it probably was all over place. The Sony network.
It's Paramount.
Oh, it's Paramount. Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, yeah, there must have been some kind of campaign or else how did these people hear about it?
Giant poster in the theater.
That's
it. Did you dig Sisters?
I loved it. And I really thought it was just going to be like a throwaway, easy movie to watch. It's Tina and Amy and they're funny. And, even if it's bad, it can't be that bad. But it was hysterical.
You'd watch it again?
It was on almost like train wreck level in Bridesmaids.
I was going to say Bridesmaids.
Yeah, all right. Yes. All right.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I heard John Cena's really funny in it.
He is hysterical in both movies. And
he's in train wreck as well.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's right.
So we got John Cena. We got John Cena in Trainwreck.
Yeah.
We have John Cena in John Cena Meets the Flintstones.
That doesn't count. That one doesn't count.
This guy's career is skyrocketing.
Yeah. I'm sure he's hurting for money.
Bedrocketing.
Bedrocketing, yes. No, that was actually a pretty funny show. I liked it. Did you never see it?
No.
Daniel Bry.
CM Punk Rock.
Yeah, they're all different now.
You should see how much he got paid for that. Because
CM
he got,
Punk?
Yeah, he got fired. Well,
yes, he did.
Future Endeavored. And then they weren't going to pay him. So he walks off. Then they weren't going to pay him any royalties. And he sued the crap. And they kept him in the movie.
Yeah. He's a huge part. He's the villain. They could very easily
have cut that character out.
He's the villain. He's in it more than any other character.
And they weren't going to pay him for the royalties. And then he was like, no, you're gonna pay me. Yeah. And they end up paying him months and months and months of back royalties plus a bunch more money.
Wow.
For just sitting at home.
Because he is.
Yeah, I think when that movie came out, he was the champ and he was the big bad guy.
Wow.
In yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
Dabba-dabba-doo.
Yeah, Dabba-dabba-doo.
Number five, Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Chip. I know Joe's happy to see that still making money. That's a 9% drop, $11.9 million in week three.
America, you're better than that.
$67.4 million total domestic.
I even have kids. I have an eight-year-old. I'm like, hey, Lucy, you want to go see that Chipmunk movie? She's like, oh, my God, no, Mom.
No way.
Yeah. I think this movie is making all of its money off of punishments.
Yeah. Like exactly.
Kid gets in trouble. That's
going
it.
To see Alvin and Chipmunks.
Alvin and Chipmunks.
And not the cartoon.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't.
Drag you to the
or
theater.
Divorced dads who don't know what else to do.
Exactly.
Congratulations, Dad. You blew it again. Yeah.
So, yeah, no, not really any foreign numbers on that. So, I don't know. I mean, those animated features, when they go foreign, they make a lot of money, don't they? Like, I don't know if that's the same class as Ice Age and all those, but, you know, a lot of these foreign movies do just like three times, four times domestic numbers. So it'd be interesting.
That's what saves them. That's why we get another Alvin and the Chipmunks.
That's why we have 19 Ice Ages. Like they're not even in the Ice Age anymore. And they're going to like formulate another Ice Age just to get them back
in there. Come on, let that comet hit the earth again.
Ice Age 19 is just Scrat with an aerosol can for 90 minutes straight up into the air.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And Al Gore looking disapprovingly in the corner.
Doesn't that kill the ozone? That'd make it hotter.
Yeah. Oh, damn it.
I don't know. What even happened to the ozone layer? In fifth grade, they took away my...
They did,
took away my aerosol Aquanet in fifth grade.
They took it away. And then
we quit hearing about it. So did we fix it? Is it gone?
No. They knew the amount of Aquanet that people were using at that point.
Can I use my Aquanet again?
No.
No.
Damn it.
No.
Screw the environment.
Anyway, the movie of the day came in at number six, Joy, open wide this... That didn't sound right.
Yeah, you just go.
Try it
go,
again, brother.
Go
just keep pushing.
Go
yeah. Just keep pushing.
No, nope, that makes it worse.
That makes it worse. That's true, yeah. Well, it doesn't always make it worse.
Wide release this weekend is Joy.
Keep trying, brother.
Quickly, it was
at
released.
At the movie theaters and lots of places is Joy.
Joy had a quick release this weekend with $10.5 million.
Yeah. I don't... Like, those last two David O. Russell movies, we'll get into this later, but like... I don't
What's
know
the
what
the last one.
American Hustle.
Oh, you mean the two before the one that?
Yeah.
I was about to say these last two.
Yeah,
the last one that didn't come out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's just kind of. I don't know what happened. Like where, like because those two were so good. Like Silver Linings Playbook and American Hustle.
We'll get into that.
But
he'd made a movie about a mop.
Yes.
Yeah. I think Jennifer Lawrence is a fantastic actress, but.
She is?
Not good enough to make me care about a mop.
Yeah, it's interesting. So that came in at $10.5 million, 38% drop this weekend. It's at $38.8 million. Now, that's interesting. I thought that was wide release this week, but maybe not. Did they release that wide?
I think it came out last week.
I think
last
it came
weekend?
Out last week.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. So 38% drop. It's at $38 million domestic, $2 million foreign, so nothing really there. So $34 million in 2 weeks on a $60 million budget, which has got
to
be all the cast.
Has to be.
I mean, the movie's
a massive
not that.
Cast. Well, it's the same David O. Russell.
Moms aren't cheap, Kevin.
Oh, that's true. I mean, I know that from watching the movie. Yeah. $250,000.
That's a $20 mop. You know how many they went through?
Yeah.
One.
Fishing for us. Just one. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see what that one ends. We'll get into that. Number seven, The Big Short. So speaking of a good Oscar bait movie, right, Tom? You like that one?
I did.
That one made $8.9 million, only a 15% drop. That's only on 1,500-plus theaters right now. It's made $32.8 million, though, in its 4 weeks, 1.5 foreign. So we're looking at about $30 million on its $28 million budget.
There we go.
You notice that we're starting to see a lot more of these, this and Spotlight, we're starting to see a lot more of these sort of ensemble movies.
Yeah.
And I think it's, I mean, partially it's because they can spread their budget, you know, across multiple actors for smaller bits.
Right.
True.
Multiple, like,
and the
very,
names.
Very, very good actors.
Good actors. Yeah.
When you put 10 names on a poster, like, 10 good names, that's huge.
We're not talking about the Poseidon Adventure. You know, like
the Shelley Winters,
the Towering,
and of course, George Kennedy.
But those were names back then.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But like, you know,
Airport,
you
get Steve McQueen and Charlton Heston in the same movie and Paul Newman.
Yeah,
it's like what?
Right.
That's amazing. And then you're like, no, it's not that good.
And Bobby Brady.
Oh well, yeah.
Bobby Brady was
Mike
also
Lookaland,
the Towering Inferno.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's something they've been doing for years and years. It kind of went away for a while.
Yeah.
And then it seemed like it had a resurgence with...
the Ocean movies, maybe?
No, those holiday movies.
I was going to say those holiday movies.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I'm so happy they don't make those anymore.
Yeah. They did, New Year's Eve and Valentine's Day. And it was really like an episode of Love American style.
Yeah.
Because they were all, like, the actors almost never were on screen at the same time. It was like four different stories.
Right.
And, like, one actor from each one would cross over with one other actor. And honestly, Big Short kind of does that, like, because right. it's following like three different financial hedge fund manager type people. And so they don't really, you don't really see Christian Bale and
Steve
Carell together. And so that's, but honestly, it didn't feel as compartmentalized right. as it did. Okay. It made a lot more sense in this setting right. than it did in like a Valentine's Day or whatever.
Yeah. I'm looking if that's the, yeah, like I said, you sold me on Spotlight, so I'm probably going to check this one out as well.
Yeah. It's good.
So yeah, that's doing well. At least they recouped their budget on that one. So we'll see what happens with award season. Number 8, Concussion, made $8 million. That's only a 24% drop on that one. It's up to $25.3 million in week 2. And let's see here. No foreign release on that one yet. It does have a $35 million budget. So I guess maybe if they're just going for the Oscar stuff on that, maybe they don't care. But it's, you know, it's got to make
Has
it quite
a bit.
Has
he ever been nominated before?
Yeah, he got nominated for Ali. Ali? Didn't he?
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Didn't he get
for After
nominated
Earth?
For Happiness?
He might have.
A Pursuit of Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a good
question. What about 7 Pounds? Was that the movie? Was
that,
I think
that was the one after
That was
Pursuit
the one after
Happiness.
Pursuit of Happiness, which I think was they were trying to like...
Look, we can do it again.
They were trying for an Oscar, and I don't think anybody
would. Nominated for
a while,
Squad.
Yeah. And for a while, it's like you saw him just doing those type of movies.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
I don't know.
This one is just the one that guarantees he won't get invited to the Super Bowl. But that's funny.
Yeah. He was nominated for Ali and The Pursuit of Happiness.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
It's interesting that he's making a movie about the damage that concussions and head injuries can do. But he made a movie glorifying the career of Muhammad Ali.
Of a man whose brain
oh,
has
yeah.
been destroyed.
Yeah.
Oh, that is an interesting comparison there.
He'll get nominated for Suicide Squad. It's fine.
Yeah. Have you seen those trailers? I haven't watched one thing in months on that because I was just being so depressed watching
it.
There's a new one. I think there's a new one coming out on Arrow. I think they're going to show one during Arrow.
Wow, that's how
I think. I know they're going to show one. I don't remember what it's going to be on, but they're definitely going to show a new
that movie.
Legit trailer.
If that ends up being any better than terrible, I will be so surprised.
I mean...
I love DC too, but I mean that movie looks so bad.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah, so it may. After we see it, you might be thinking that Man of Steel is like an Oscar winning
picture. I'll tell you what, Man of Steel
to,
was fantastic. Yeah, compared to this pile of junk.
I want us to do a rewind on Man of Steel
I've actually thought about we should go back and redo a Man of Steel episode now that we're so far removed from it. And just be like, no, it's awful. And just like play them side by side so that you can hear me like, it's amazing. It's terrible.
I love it. I do want to isolate your clip at one point because I think I quoted it to you one time online. You're like, that they did Superman exactly how he did. I loved it. Everything. I loved everything about it. Like your quote was amazing.
That's the reason I saw Star Wars twice. Like I didn't want that to happen again.
Right. I just loved it because I mean you were so.
I was, man. I was just happy that they put Superman on screen is what it came down to.
Yeah.
So. I was ahead of the curve on
you
the
were,
man.
Yeah, you were. You totally were.
You were.
Yeah. I was hating it while the credits were rolling.
Yeah. Well, the opening credits.
Yeah. When we were talking about the movie back then, it was like, You made a point of saying, well, now we're writing the movie for them, and apparently we were writing the sequel for them.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because
hooray for us.
But it's funny because back then, this is way before script details came out. I said exactly what that was going to be about, and what I guessed did happen.
Yeah.
So I mean,
yeah. They had to. They didn't have a choice. Like,
I was sure that was. I'm like, well, they're going to bring it up in the next one. And the
there was too much backlash. They had to address it.
Right.
You know? It's just funny that they did it exactly how we talked about it would go down.
We'll cash that check later.
Yeah, I'll send them the recording and my bank account number.
Thanks.
Number 9, it's second week in release, Point Break. $6.8 million.
Good. Well, good. Serves it right. 31%
drop. It's to 20.
I have affinity for the original one.
These are the kind of movies they should be remaking. Movies that weren't that good in the first place.
I've always loved
Point Break.
I like Catherine Bigelow. I think she was.
I think Point Break's great.
But I do
that,
as well.
I was always like.
I mean, that's our Roadhouse. I mean, it's just a very
that okay,
type
but,
of
that. Right. Yeah.
But I understand that Roadhouse is bad.
I understand that it's bad, but like I love
it's a deep fried taco.
It is. I mean, I will give it that. It is.
But
I mean, but it's like in like 10 years when they remake Con Air. Joe.
Oh man, I'm gonna go through the roof.
Oh, give me a face off.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
But
I mean, don't touch Con Air.
Well, Point Break, $105 million budget.
Yeah,
it's made $22 million
in
2 weeks.
Ouch.
John Cena? I don't know.
Probably.
No, actually, the guy from the ex-husband in this movie. is in this is in Point Break.
Luke Bracey?
Yeah.
Oh.
Great.
Yeah. I know, yeah.
Luke Bracey, Delroy Lindo, Teresa Palmer.
Well, Delroy Lindo. There we go.
That's who it
That's
is.
That's who it is, yeah.
Edgar Ramirez and Ray Winstone.
Oh, nice. Oh. Edgar Ramirez is the guy that is the ex-husband.
So they got some character actors to pad it out a little
bit.
Yeah,
a little bit.
I just don't get it. Like, if you're going to remake this movie, seriously, go with WWE stars, like, you know, big action stars, go with that, yeah. Or don't release it on Christmas. It just... I don't see what they were doing with this whole thing.
So
put it in February or January.
You know how we're making fun, like, this is our Roadhouse?
Yeah.
The remake of Roadhouse comes out, like, next year.
Yeah, I know.
Starring,
I know.
Sorry, like, the greatest, the
former,
most former bantamweight champion. Yeah, Ronda Rousey.
She's got to be so depressed. I mean, she was so climbing so big, though, and then got beat so bad.
I know, but it's one fight.
Yeah.
It's one. Every good fighter gets beaten at some point.
And also,
most of them.
Well, here's the thing, Kevin. Now that she's lost... They've set it up to where she's going to come back.
Yeah.
And that,
if she
that,
does.
She's
she
coming back.
If
she's
she doesn't
probably
win
around
next...
the release of Roadhouse.
Kevin. You asked about wrestling and Ronda Rousey, in the same episode.
Oh,
what did
silly,
you think
silly
Joe
man.
Was going to do?
Okay, yeah. I got to get back.
No, seriously,
I'm
glad he saw his pants on. They're going to, that comeback fight, they've already announced it.
It's July 9th.
Yeah. No, I know.
It's going to make so
much
money.
If she doesn't win that one, though, I think.
If she doesn't win, I think she'll probably retire.
Then she's in trouble.
Yeah. But I don't think she's not going to win.
Me neither.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm with you, brother.
We'll see. Man. But I guess she's always got Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
Remake to fall back on.
Always
right?
got Roadhouse. Yeah. Roadhouse.
And number 10, The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2 still sticking around with only an 11% drop. That's pretty good in week 7. $4.7 million, $274 million domestic, $352 foreign. So it's up to around $630 million worldwide.
That's pretty good.
It's low
That's
for
odd
this
that it's
franchise,
still,
I think. But
still
hanging around. It makes me think that people who saw the first part were maybe like, well, let's see Star Wars. We'll see that later.
Yeah. That could be. That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, at this point, for the second part of a movie, it's 7 weeks
in. 7 weeks in.
Yeah. And it's the end. Like, it's it.
Yeah,
it's over after
it's
that.
Like,
yeah.
I think there were so many good movies, and especially Star Wars coming out, and then these comedies. I think people saw all that stuff. They're like, well, we'll wait on that. And now they're just kind of like,
they'll get around to
that. It's still there.
See how it finishes, you know?
Whatever.
But, you know, it's a good thing they split into two parts. I mean, both those movies combined were like $1.2 billion. I'm not saying that didn't make money, but if you would have released one and made like $600 million, that would have been low for this franchise.
Know.
These are
you
like...
You think if they released as one movie, it would have only made $600 million?
Well, I'm just saying that's the track we're
saying.
On is they're
right.
making about $600-700 million on each half.
Yeah.
So logistically, it worked out for them, but I don't know. Anyway, but that's the box office.
Hey, where did Creed come in, by out of curiosity?
Let's see here. Creed is number 12, so it's still sticking pretty high. That's week 6. It took a 12% drop with $3.9 million. It's at $103 million, so still pretty good. Did it release foreign yet? Hold on, let me look at the foreign numbers real quick. No, it really hasn't. It's made
weird.
$10 million foreign, so I have a feeling that's going to, when that comes out wide over there, that will...
The rumors are heating up about Ryan Coogler and Marvel.
Yeah, like Black Panther.
Yeah. Yeah, like it's pretty much a done deal at this point.
It's just a shame that they're going to have to scrap all that footage and have Michael B. Jordan as Black Panther because, you know, it's a package deal.
Yeah, sorry, man.
That would suck so bad for that guy if they literally, even if they paid him, but they're like, yeah, you're not going to start in any
of
these
movies.
It's
the guy
who was... He'd be the Eric Stoltz of this generation.
They're like, we're billionaires. Like, you'll get paid for this one, right? Like, you don't have to do anything, but yeah, you're not in any Marvel movies.
It's the guy who played James Brown?
It's not that guy, is it?
I think so.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Who?
He didn't
the guy who played James Brown in the James Brown biopic.
Yeah, really? It's he played
Jackie Robinson.
Yeah.
Jackie Robinson.
Yeah,
okay,
he played both. That's the guy. That's the guy.
Okay. That is. Yeah, that's
T'Challa.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Well,
he
I'm
was
excited.
Good in both of those very mediocre movies.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's their king. That's their wheelhouse, though. Is finding the perfect actor.
Yeah.
Who you may or may not like. I mean, Robert Downey Jr. was. Not a household name anymore.
No.
And now he's...
Interesting casting, though. I just didn't... Like, I mean...
He's young.
He's a good actor,
he's
but it's just...
too.
To go to an action, like a Marvel movie, I guess a lot of stuntmen anyway.
Yeah, I would
so.
Say he's in a mask.
Yeah.
Most of that movie, so I think he's okay.
Yeah.
He was in shape to play Jackie Robinson, I suppose.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Well, I mean... you got to be athletic, but you know, Marvel movies, yeah. You see the stuff Captain America so backflips off of a plane and a motorcycle.
Have you ever seen James Brown on stage?
He was the hardest working man in show business.
Yeah, maybe that's James true. Brown really is. Maybe he's not dead and he's under the black
Panther
mask. Costume. Yeah.
The Brown
don't tell
Hornets.
The cops of the don't tell the cops of
can
Augusta,
I,
Georgia.
Can I say
still
that?
Got a, still got a beef on here.
Yeah. I'm like, can I say the Brown? That's a Cosby thing. Maybe I shouldn't
mean,
say that.
No.
He's arrested. It's fine. You can steal his jokes all you want.
Did you see the thing somebody created of the perp walk of Cosby set to the music from the opening credits of the Cosby Show?
No.
So
that would
good.
Be
wow.
amazing.
And then what's really great about it is it shows him getting out of the car, and then right at the very end, he like stumbles
he
over
falls.
Something.
Yeah.
And then they like, oh my God. It's
I'll have to find it. That's
it's
fantastic.
Brilliant. It's just positively brilliant.
F that guy.
Yep. They say he's going blind. That's why he fell, and that's good. Why his eyes are all jacked up.
I think they're really playing up how bad shape he is. I'm not saying he's not in bad shape, but when you saw him walk into the car with his cane and stuff,
yeah.
I'm like, they're trying to make you feel like, so sorry for this.
Yeah.
Like 2 months ago, he was still trying to do stand-up.
Yeah,
he was still doing stand-up.
And now I have, like, I know that he was the Kennedy honors thing, he was sitting down for most of it.
Yeah,
but
well, even when he performs, he sits down, but he's always done that.
Tend yeah.
to sit down. He's always had the stool. Yeah. I mean, I saw him in 84
on the himself
tour. Yeah, yeah. And he sat for
damn. Oh wow, okay. In 84.
Yeah,
jeez.
So yeah. I don't know, whatever. Yeah, F that guy. Sorry.
Yeah,
no,
I'm
don't
not sorry.
Sorry.
I'm not sorry. Never mind.
Crapped all over his own legacy. So.
And you see Eddie Griffin defending him, saying that people are just trying
who?
To vilify him.
Who?
That comedian that was popular like 15 years
yeah,
ago.
Exactly.
Yeah,
okay.
But I mean, seriously, I'm like, you're the only one saying this, dude. Like, he's saying that they're trying to vilify black comedians.
Oh,
no, we're trying to
like
Cosby.
Rapists.
Yeah,
no. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you mean we're trying to vilify black comedians when there's like the most famous one like blew his face off when he was trying to freebase cocaine. We're just like, no, man, you're still one of the greatest comedians of all time.
Yeah. Oh, well,
yeah.
But,
no.
Yeah, Cosby is pretty despicable.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyway.
So anyway.
Not making a comeback, pudding pops.
They should. They were delicious.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
But do you remember how
that was maybe a little
sleepy. But they're going to have to call them something.
Now I know why.
Will you ever think of a pudding pop the same way?
They had the chocolate, vanilla, and then the swirl. Oh my God.
So did Cosby.
Yeah. So did he. He liked a chocolate vanilla swirl too.
I guess so.
Yes,
I guess so.
Yeah.
And on that note, we should probably wrap this one up. So
so should Cosby have.
Yes.
Oh.
Thank you for your love.
Wow, you have full blown.
Holy crap.
Happy 2016, Creepy Kevin.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Dan. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Graney 67, GRANEY.
You can find me at KellyMano.com.
This is Joe. You can also follow me on the Twitter at Joey Butts, BUTTS 21.
I'm Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at Kevin R. Brackett.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. Don't forget, if you would like to continue the conversation online, chastise Kevin about all his weird, creepy rape jokes, feel free. We will be there waiting for you with open arms and open legs. That's a Who reference.
It is.
That's a Who. That's a line from
I thought
Who.
It was a Cosby reference.
No, well, it works on both levels.
You better, you bet.
Yeah. We'll be waiting for you at Facebook.com/RealSpoilers. Don't forget, we have our own fancy website, RealSpoilers.com. You can go to iTunes, and you can subscribe and download and rate and review us, and it helps us a lot, and we greatly appreciate it. Did I hit everything? You can email us at RealSpoilers@ReviewSTL.com. Yeah. Got everything?
Is that just for Harry or is anyone
able anyone can. Oh. No, don't let Harry hog it. You can email us too.
He's using all our bandwidth up.
Yes. So all our AOL disks
are okay. That's how we get his emails. That email in like 5 disks rubber banding.
Yeah.
Harry Stein emails part 1.
So there's a whole plethora, a veritable potpourri, a cornucopia, if you will. And you will.
Do you think that since Harry Stein is in high school he's ever seen or used a diskette?
No,
doubt it.
Absolutely
no
not.
That's
no
hilarious
way.
To think about.
Yeah. No way.
Kids today.
They don't even know.
They're taking away DVD ROM drives on computers.
Yes, they
are. Disc is so far removed.
Yeah, the laptop
you know?
I got in front of me, I just bought last week, and it doesn't have a CD or DVD or anything.
Think about how far.
They're a waste.
Yeah.
They take up a lot of energy. They're heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my computer's like
they don't
super
hold
light.
Up enough space.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so that's everything. Coming up on the next episode, we will tackle the new David O. Russell movie, Joy.
Ugh. Oh,
it's not a joy.
I think we know where Joe stands.
That title's a bit of a bait and switch.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be about dishwashing detergent. Yeah.
It would have been better.
It was about a mop. Yeah. So that's coming up on the next episode. Until then, you've been warned.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.